Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. It's 85 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 in Manhattan. 91.3 over in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. That's about 12 minutes from now. Then we'll learn more about a major gift that was made to NPR, the network. It included $33 million from an anonymous donor.
That gift is really meant to think about how to support the NPR network.
In addition, philanthropist Connie Ballmer has given NPR $80 million that will be used toward ensuring that NPR can transform its technology. Thanks to all of you who've been supporting your local public radio stations. I hasten to add, this is for the network only. This is going to the national guys. But it's still a very big deal, and it just sort of shores up the network as we head into an uncertain future. We'll tell you more about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies late tonight with a low in the mid-60s. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes this morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:30.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher across the board today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A raid on a Kansas newspaper by law enforcement came up in hearings for Kansans nominated to be federal judges. Anthony Mativi is the director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and held the job at the time of the raid on the Marion County Record in 2023. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin questioned Mativi about it in a hearing this week. Mativi said the KBI was not involved the day of the raid and has not been named in any lawsuits over the action.
With regard to the First Amendment and the protections afforded under it, I believe they are a foundational underpinning of our society. I believe that the press is absolutely protected under the First Amendment. At the same time, I believe that the press is not above the law, nor is any individual.
Journalists at the paper were cleared of any wrongdoing, and lawsuits are pending over the widely criticized raid. The county has already agreed to pay $3 million. Kansas and more than 30 other states won an antitrust lawsuit against the ticket-selling agent Ticketmaster this week. Jurors found that Ticketmaster held a monopoly over the industry, overcharged consumers, and stifled competition. The hope for states suing is that antitrust lawsuits will bring the cost of tickets down. After the decision, Live Nation Entertainment announced their intention to appeal. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the case is a big win.
We got an astoundingly sweeping verdict and that's a very good thing for consumers.
Kobach compares the case to the 1984 Bell Telephone monopoly case, which broke up the company into seven different companies. A breakup of Ticketmaster is possible with the verdict, but not guaranteed. The proposed budget for the U.S. Department of Agriculture from the White House is raising concerns from some in the Midwest and Great Plains. The White House is hoping to cut USDA spending by nearly $5 billion next fiscal year. That would be a 19% decrease. One of the suggested cuts is to zero out funding for a program providing loans and grants to rural businesses with fewer than 10 employees. Kaylee Olson of the Center for Rural Affairs in Nebraska says the proposal to eliminate the program is, frankly, disheartening.
Coming from an administration who claims to care deeply about rural communities, eliminating programs that are set up to give them opportunity in the future is discouraging.
Both the U.S. Senate and House have yet to release their suggested budgets for the fiscal year that begins in October. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow in the morning, partly sunny skies. By the afternoon, we have a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall is possible with these storms. Highs in the lower 80s, temperatures falling in the afternoon after the front moves through.
From NPR News, this is...
Hear the exotic sounds of Cocktail Inn, the Cokie Band, and the White Tiki 7. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. They are all listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also just stream both KPR1 and KPR2, or become a member today, kansaspublicradio.org. Click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Thanks so much for making room in your day for Kansas Public Radio. This is All Things Considered. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:10 or so, the UN is warning that the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz could lead to massive food insecurity in some of the world's poorest nations.
In the next few weeks and months, we likely have 45 million people being forced into starvation.
More on a proposed short-term fix to help some cargo ships get through the waterway. Coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting modern jazz performer, drummer, and activist Terry Lynn Carrington and band Social Science at the Folly Theater on April 18th. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
It's All Things Considered.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. From Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, for 35 years sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. This is NPR.
New York City's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, took office more than 100 days ago, so we sat down with him at City Hall to check in. That conversation tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It is 81 degrees in Lawrence and 78 in Emporia. It's 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at WTGrantFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
85 degrees in Manhattan, 79 in Emporia, 85 in Atchison. The time is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
If there's political will to make it happen. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
And you're listening to All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 4:30, so just about 12 minutes from now. Then at just about 4:45, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is testifying on Capitol Hill today. He's been facing some harsh criticism from House Democrats.
You're spending taxpayer dollars to drink milk shirtless in a hot tub with Kid Rock.
We'll tell you more about today's congressional hearing and learn about the problem of contraband coming into jail through the use of drones. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting The Laramie Project, about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Mostly clear skies expected for northeast Kansas this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow is the day we're worried about. Not going to lie about that. Partly sunny skies in the morning, 90% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall is possible in the afternoon. We could have a solid setup for very large hail. Take the measures you need to protect anything you have sitting outside. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. As the front moves through, those temperatures will fall rather rapidly into the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, another 80% chance of showers and storms with lows down in the upper 30s.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., the very latest national, international, and regional news. It's a great way to start off your morning in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/oneday1ku.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Agencies also speak up. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A raid on a Kansas newspaper by law enforcement came up in hearings for Kansans nominated to be federal judges. Anthony Mativi is director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and held the job at the time of the raid on the Marion County Record in 2023. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin questioned Mativi about it in a hearing this week. Mativi said the KBI was not involved dissolved the day of the raid and has not been named in any lawsuits over the action.
With regard to the First Amendment and the protections afforded under it, I believe they are a foundational underpinning of our society. I believe that the press is absolutely protected under the First Amendment. At the same time, I believe that the press is not above the law, nor is any individual.
Journalists at the paper were cleared of any wrongdoing, and lawsuits are pending over the widely criticized raid. The county has already agreed to pay $3 million. Kansas and more than 30 other states won an antitrust lawsuit against the ticket-selling giant Ticketmaster this week. Jurors found that Ticketmaster held a monopoly over the industry, overcharged consumers, and stifled competition. The hope for states suing is that antitrust lawsuits will bring the cost of tickets down. After the decision, Live Nation Entertainment announced their intention to appeal the court case. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the case is a big win.
We got an astoundingly sweeping verdict, and that's a very good thing for consumers.
Kobach compares the case to the 1984 Bell telephone monopoly case, which broke the company up into seven different companies. A breakup of Ticketmaster is possible with the verdict, but is not guaranteed. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: mostly clear this evening, mostly cloudy in the overnight hours. Tonight we're expecting a low in the mid-60s with winds out of the south. For tomorrow, a mixed bag of weather, mostly severe. We're concerned about tomorrow afternoon, at which point we will have a 90% chance of showers and storms. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible. Hail is possible. Pretty much all hazards are possible tomorrow afternoon throughout northeast and east central Kansas, so make sure you have multiple ways to get warnings that are issued by the National Weather Service. Highs in the lower 80s, temperatures falling in the afternoon. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
11 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks so much for joining us here on KPR this afternoon. In our next 30 minutes, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, criticized U.S. allies today for not getting involved in the war with Iran.
What we've seen in this conflict from allies is a lot of talk. But when shots were fired and those countries were needed the most, they weren't there.
Okay, Europe didn't take that particularly well. This all comes as President Trump is again threatening to leave the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. We'll talk more about the fragile state of U.S. relations with Europe coming right up on KPR beginning at 5:06.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things
StarFoundation.org. From Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
New York City's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, took office more than 100 days ago, so we sat down with him at City Hall to check in. That conversation tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9 a.m., you can hear Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow with Zohran Mamdani. And, of course, your local host, Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 82 in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock.
Points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available to stream on demand on the PBS app.
It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 79 in Emporia, 84 in Atchison, 78 in Chanute. It's 5:06, and this is KPR.
This is All Things Considered. Pendulum swinging their way so far at a 60% rate.
Now, if only we could get that kind of height honesty on dating apps, Mary Louise.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, KANU, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence. Also broadcasting at 89.9 in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, we'll talk about the big gift that our parent network, NPR, has received. What does it mean for the future of public media? Don't stress out. It's good. It's not, you know, amazeballs good. It mostly goes to the network itself, but it's good news, so get excited. Also, we will talk about a proposed redistricting plan in Virginia. If it gets approved, Democrats could have an edge in four more seats in the Commonwealth, meaning Democrats could hold 10 of 11 seats that Virginia currently is allocated in Congress. The details coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstituteofpolitics.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow will start off partly sunny, but by the afternoon, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Highs in the lower 80s, temperatures falling into the 70s throughout the afternoon as the front moves through. 80% chance of rain tomorrow night as well, with lows in the upper 30s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:20. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
Think tanks devoted to formulating and advancing illiberal policies in democratic countries. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street today. You are listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A raid on a Kansas newspaper by law enforcement came up in hearings for Kansans nominated to be federal judges. Anthony Mativi is the director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and he held that job at the time of the raid on the Marion County Record back in 2023. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin questioned Mativi about it in a hearing this week. Mativi said the KBI was not involved the day of the raid and has not been named in any lawsuits over the action.
With regard to the First Amendment and the protections afforded under it, I believe they are a foundational underpinning of our society. I believe that the press is absolutely protected under the First Amendment. At the same time, I believe that the press is not above the law, nor is any individual.
Journalists at the paper were cleared of any wrongdoing. Lawsuits are pending over the widely criticized raid. The county has already agreed to pay $3 million. Kansas and more than 30 other states won an antitrust lawsuit against the ticket-selling giant Ticketmaster this week. Jurors found that Ticketmaster held a monopoly over the industry, overcharged consumers, and stifled competition. The hope for states suing is that antitrust lawsuits will bring the cost of tickets down. After the decision, Live Nation Entertainment announced its intention to appeal. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the case is a big win.
We got an astoundingly sweeping verdict, and that's a very good thing for consumers.
Kobach compares the case to the 1984 Bell Telephone monopoly case, which broke the company up into seven different companies. A breakup of Ticketmaster is possible with this verdict, but it is not guaranteed. The proposed budget for the U.S. Department of Agriculture from the White House is raising concerns from some in the Midwest and Great Plains. The White House is hoping to cut USDA spending by nearly $5 billion next fiscal year. That would be a 19% decrease. One of the suggested cuts is to zero out funding for a program that provides loans and grants to rural businesses with fewer than 10 employees. Kaylee Olson of the Center for Rural Affairs in Nebraska says the proposal to eliminate the program is disheartening.
Coming from an administration who claims to care deeply about rural communities, eliminating programs that are set up to give them opportunity in the future is discouraging.
Both the U.S. Senate and House have yet to release their suggested budgets for the fiscal year, which begins in October. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny to start tomorrow, but by the afternoon, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:35.
From NPR.
Before the midterms. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Richmond, Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week and our special feature from the inaugural 780 Songwriter Circle event at Lawrence Public Library, featuring Susanna Johannes, Colin Halliburton, and Jeff Stolz with host Chris Mulla. Live performance and conversation with three Lawrence songwriters recorded live at Lawrence Public Library. That's this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Chicago, a universal tale of fame, fortune, and all that jazz. Tuesday, April 28th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Closing in on 6 o'clock, that means one more hour and approximately 11 minutes of All Things Considered. Coming up at 6:01, an update of news headlines. Then at 6:06, Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a ceasefire. And the news was announced today. What do we know about it? Have things developed any? We know just who to ask, Kat Lonsdorf, and she'll tell us what she knows coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
At carnegie.org. And from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, for 35 years sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. This is NPR.
New York City's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, took office more than 100 days ago, so we sat down with him at City Hall to check in. That conversation tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR station's Morning Edition. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.